This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today we're speaking with Adriana Albritton, the author of the book 28 Days to a New Life, a holistic program to get fit, delay aging, and enhance your mindset. She's also the co-author of the Better Business book, Volume 2 and Volume 3, and founder of the blog FitAndAll.com and AFIT Wellness, a coaching service to help people get fitter and healthier. You got to love it. She stays busy. And Adriana, thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you so much for having me.
And you're most welcome. Our pleasure. Looking forward to hearing from you today. So tell us, as we know, everyone knows the importance of exercise, but how much physical activity is really necessary?
Yes. So generally, we should be aiming to do 150 minutes a week. So that will be like 5 sessions of 30 minutes of aerobic exercise, right? And 2 days of muscle strengthening per week, so lifting for 2 days, and doing cardio of a moderate cardio for like 30 minutes 5 times a week. Or if you want to go more intense with the cardio, then you can do it 3 times a week, but at a more intense level.
And taking that even further, what kind of physical activity should people be aiming for?
Well, I think, you know, you have to do something. I mean, I know that a lot of people don't enjoy exercise, but you should try to find something that you like a little bit. If you totally don't like exercise, just something that you hate the least, let's say, because we all have to exercise. So even if you're walking, you know, if you start walking now, the weather is not changed, so there are no excuses. You don't need a gym. You can just walk. Or, you know, you can use the elliptical. A great exercise that I like at the gym is the step mill. Use those stairs that go, like, up and down. Those are really good for you. And obviously, you need to do some strength training. You need to lift weights, you know, twice a week at the minimum, because that's going to help us, you know, as we strengthen our muscles, that's going to help us to burn more fat. And it's going to keep our bones and our muscles healthier. As we age, we lose muscle with the past of the years. So that's why it's so important to incorporate both cardio and lifting.
Now, per your expertise, what would you say are the 3 main staple foods that people should be having regularly? And I'm sure the folks are ready to listen and tune into this.
All right, regularly, people should eat vegetables. Ideally, you have raw vegetables. It's better when you don't cook them, so eat a lot of salads. You should eat salads at least 5 times a week. Or when you don't have it, then have some other kind of vegetable. But the healthiest way of eating them is, you know, choosing organic and eating them raw. That's how you're going to get all the vitamins and all the minerals that your body needs. Also, obviously, your body needs protein. It's great to have protein, for instance, during breakfast, if you eat breakfast, because that's going to keep you fuller and it's going to give you more energy throughout the day. And try to incorporate protein with all your meals, as well as fats. You know, some people don't really like to use fats, but fats are also important for our brain, our joints, our heart, but we just have to choose the right kinds of fats that we use.
And thanks for mentioning the fat that is healthy. That is very important to be in the know on today. We're speaking with Adriana Albritton, the author of the book 28 Days to a New Life, a holistic program to get fit, delaying age, and enhancing your mindset here on eHealth Radio's fitness and health news channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, some experts recommend the consumption of fat and some not so much. Should we be eating fats anyway? And if so, what fats are healthy?
Yes. So, yes, fats are needed for our body. And, for instance, you should aim to have the healthy fats like avocado. Coconut oil is the best oil to cook with. For instance, olive oil is great for salads. You don't want to cook it because it oxidizes with the heat. So So that's why coconut oil is better. You should have nuts. Those have good fats in it. Also, like salmon, you know, fatty fish is really good for you. And that's going to be great for your skin. And, you know, when you have appropriate amount of fat, it's also going to help you to lose body fat. So, you know, you got to try to stay away from, like, fried foods, all that, you know, that's not going to be good for you. Or fried products, that's not a good fat you want to have. But obviously the natural fats, all the nuts, all the avocados, the blue coconut, butter, so also, for instance, like almond butter is really good for you. Cashew butter is great. So those kind of fats are really good for us.
And certainly do appreciate your breaking that down and making it clear what we should and should not be eating in regards to fat. So good stuff. What are the best protein sources to have to maintain healthy muscle composition?
Okay, so, well, with the protein, so it depends. Some people are vegetarian, so they don't eat meat. So if that's the case, then you should have like a lot of beans, garbanzos, you know, some nuts are going to give you some protein, but the beans are going to be something that you should be aiming for. There is something called chlorella that's good for people who are vegetarian. And for those who are not vegetarian and who eat meat, you should eat red meat probably no more than twice a week because it's very hard to break down. For the digestive system, sometimes it's too much for the digestive system, but you should eat chicken, fish, definitely try to eat the fish that is like smaller kind. So for instance, if you eat shark, you should eat it like once in a while because those big fish, they stay in the water longer and they have more toxins. So the smaller fish, sardines, or some of the smaller ones are better for you. Cod or some of those fish are really good for you. And obviously salmon is so amazing for you. So that's one of my favorites.
And me too. That is some good food right there. Glad you mentioned that. And I'm sure listeners want to know where they can get more information on you, your services, your book, etc. Where's the best place to get further details?
Yes. So you can find the book on Amazon at 20 Days to a New Life. Or you can find me on my blog, Fitanol, F-I-T-N-A-L. ALL.com, fitanol.com. And you know, this social media, I'm on Instagram, Adriana Fitanol, on LinkedIn, also Adriana Albritton, and I'm on Twitter and on Facebook. So if you Google my name, you definitely can find me. And feel free to say hello. Feel free to, if you read my book, leave me a message and let me know how you like it.
Well, you're certainly easy to find online, and it has been our pleasure to have had you, and all the best, and thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you so much for having me, and keep up the great work. I love the podcast.
And thanks for the feedback. Really does mean so much coming from you. We've been speaking with Adriana Albritton, the author of the book 28 Days to a New Life, a holistic program to get fit, delay aging, and enhance your mindset. She's also the co-author of the Better Business Book, Volume 2 and Volume 3, and founder of the blog fitandall.com and AFIT Wellness, a coaching service to help people get fitter and healthier. And for all the details, it's best to visit fitandall.com. And we'll have this link added within the show notes of this broadcast. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.